From our Imams, the ninth Imam is the first, whose Imamat began at a very young age, about 8 or 9.
As-salamu alayka ya Abu Ja'far Muhammad ibn Ali al-Barra.
Peace be upon you, O Abu Ja'far, Muhammad the son of Ali, the righteous, the pious.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I'm your host Mahdi, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, the Messenger of Allah. And His Eminence was the ninth divinely appointed Imam from among the household of the Holy Prophet. We find many proofs for the great treasure of his knowledge and wisdom. One of the great proofs of the great treasure of knowledge and wisdom of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam is that while His Eminence was still in his tender youth, the Shia jurisprudence, after the martyrdom of Imam al-Raza alayhi salam, hastened towards the city of Medina. They came to inquire as to know who is the next infallible and divinely appointed Imam. The reliable people and those who were trustworthy guided these Shia jurisprudents who had come from different places in the Islamic world towards Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. The Shia jurisprudents went to Imam al-Jawad and asked His Eminence the most ambiguous and complicated of questions. And yet Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam answered each and every one of them.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's great to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are talking about the dialogues of Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam, the ninth divinely appointed Imam. In one of such conversations of the divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, we find that Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam talks about individuals who conceal guidance. Now, as we had said in some of our program, it's really important for us to realize the time and age in which Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam was living in. It was, of course, a time where different sects of the Muslims had been created and began to spread. Of course, the Hanafi sect, based upon the teachings of Abu Hanifa, the Maliki sect based upon the teachings of Anas ibn Malik. Of course, these were starting to be put out there. They were starting to be strengthened by the governmental establishment. And of course, when it came to the divine guidance of the divinely appointed Imams, many of the people in power, whether they were scholars or non-scholars, they tried to conceal this identity and this aspect of the divinely appointed Imams. Of course, if the identity of the wilaya and the authority and the political and social and religious and cultural and economic power of the Imams was to be manifested and shown to the people, then of course the religious scholars, pseudo-religious scholars, and the political establishment both would have been destroyed and it would crumble, and of course power would have been given to the divinely appointed Imams. And so of course this is why we see that there is a great deal of concealment and deception when it came to the issue of guidance. Now, with this in context, we find in one of these conversations where the divinely appointed imam was speaking about certain agents and followers of the government who conceal the divine guidance, and in general, they conceal guidance overall from the nation, from the people, from the ummah, of course, which leads to a deterioration in social, political, economic, and cultural aspects. And so it's interesting that even though these people might try to show kindness, they might try to show mercy, in reality, they are enemies because they are hiding guidance. And so the imam is here teaching a lesson to his companion when he says that he who conceals guidance from you just for the sake of their desires is your enemy. So, of course, here we find twofold things for the present day. One is that the individual who is your friend will do their best to guide you, to help you, to assist you in succeeding and reforming and developing yourself. That is your friend. And on the other hand, your enemy is an individual who will conceal guidance from you. And if we add, not only will your enemy conceal guidance from you, but they will manifest falsehood to you. They will promote the spreading of lies and corruption and decadence. And so in a world where we find this massive cultural invasion going on by the West, if they are promoting things that are false, then they are the enemies of the world. And truly, they are promoting falsehood. What else are they promoting in the present day? And so a very powerful lesson for every single one of us to remember that anyone and any power that is trying to conceal guidance and hide the guidance of Allah from the masses is most definitely one's enemy, and one should be very careful from these kind of individuals. This is Dialogue, Imam Al-Jawad, alayhi salam. And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
From our imams, the ninth imam is the first, whose imamat began at a very young age, about 8 or 9 years old. Basically, look at the special wisdom that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to our ninth imam. What is zinat? Beauty. But let us go to the hadith of the imam, where imam talks about a zinat in a very different level. At-tawazu' zinatul hasad. The literal translation would be that humility is beauty for hasab. Hasab means acquired character. There are two words in Arabic, Farsi, Urdu also, hasab and nasab. Nasab means what comes from the family, hereditary characteristics. And hasab means what is acquired. And Imam is now talking about the issue of humility, tawazu'. And he says, at-tawazu' zinatul hasab. Means among the habits and the characteristics that you acquire, you are able to form your own character and your akhlaq. If you look for the beauty of it, it should be humility. And this is where we have to realize that when we talk about tawazu, the issue of humility, this is very important. It has been actually repeated again in other statements that will come to it.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many other great programs as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.